Now, I'm a big consumer, you know, of thriller, action, you know, political drama as well. The Firm was one of my favorite books to read years and years ago. You know, when it comes to political intrigue, you know, espionage, I love Robert Ludlum. So I used to read a lot of his books. And in those stories, you know, you over Michael Crichton, right? You'll find, you know, ideas like impersonation. Impersonation is a very big part of the Mission Impossible franchise. I don't know if you've seen Mission Impossible, where the agents, you know, they get to take a picture of you, they clone your face, they put it in the machine makes a mask of your face, and then the person wears a mask, you know, and, you know, is meant to look like you, and then go out. Now, in theory, it's a very difficult thing to pull out, because if you watched and if you follow theater, you know, makeup like that is very, very precise and very tasking to do. Very tasking. Some movie roles, some of those, you know, faces you see take as much as 6 to 7 hours to create before they use them for 45 minutes and then they dump them. So it's not a very easy job to do. But yet in the movies, it makes you feel that, yes, it's very possible. Now, very recently, President Muhammadu Buhari says the claim that he is one, wait for it, you probably heard of this conspiracy theory before, Jibril from Sudan is the concoction of some Nigerians who wish to distract his administration from serious issues. Now, the President Buhari stated this in a documentary celebrating a patriot, a leader, and an elder statesman, which was shown on Friday night at the private dinner in Abuja to celebrate his 80th birthday. Now, I, just like you, likely heard about this conspiracy theory. This particular one, you know, and then for a long time, you know, you will sit down in some circles and you're trying to say, but this is the same guy. Say, no, lie, you know, see, I'm in on lean. This one, in head on bend. See, this person in cap on like this. No be the same person. Now, lie, no be Buhari. Buhari don't go since. Very terrible comments were made. But you see, that's the power of, one, misinformation, and two, in particular, this conversation, conspiracy theory. Now, sometimes, maybe it's in the Nigerian setting because, you know, a lot of, not much, you know, was born of it. But there are cases where certain conspiracy theories have led to serious problems. How dangerous could these conspiracy theories be? That's my focus. There was a story, there was an event in the US years ago, about six decades ago, where a whole region were sat down listening to the radio, and then a play came up. And you wouldn't believe it. The dramatization was so real that people actually thought they were being invaded. And then the conspiracy theory started to spring up. Oh, there's Area 51, Area 55, Area 54, where they keep aliens, where they keep this, where they keep that, where they do this, where the American government. There's so many conspiracy theories. And even to today, there are conspiracy theories about local governments, state governments, banks. There's a theory that this man did this, did that. Many of these things have no shred of evidence. However, some people take them seriously. And that is how we are here, to talk about how dangerous these things are. So let's hear from you. If you've ever had an experience, particularly with the local settings of conspiracy theories, were you able to convince people otherwise? Or, you know, you just hoped and prayed that nothing worse would come out of such, in quotes, conspiracy theories.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Now, dial 0179230002, 0179230003, 0179230007, and 0817923009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809030614. Follow us at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Then the smart number is 0700-0923-0923. 0700-0923-0923. Hello, Port. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
The topic this morning, as we kind of very sensitive. We might not be able to get this to it. You see, when somebody conspires against me to say such thing, what is expected of me is to bring out a proof. Somebody say that the pregnancy is not. Everybody is scheduled. And the link or probably the exact concern, I think they brought a lot of proof. There are many things brought out. But I think probably our president to defend himself too should disprove the by doing
Oh dear, oh dear, can't hear you, but yes, people ask that question, what can be done to dispel that kind of rumor? Emmanuel is in Umigbo. Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yes. Conspiracy theories. You see, I think we can just keep talking and educating people on this. You know, so sometimes, or most times, concerning, I think I'll take an example from that, that of Muhammad Buhari, talking about the Jubril stuff, and you just see very educated people, assumed to be very educated people, talking about how he's Jubril, and with all authenticity, with all seriousness, and you'll be like, what is happening? What is wrong with you guys? How? There's no facts. It's just to feel this hatred for somebody or something, you understand? Mm. But I think the best way to handle it is education. And whenever you are in the midst of people carried away by this conspiracy theory, you just air your view and see as much as possible if you can. If you can convince them.
All right, if you can convince them. Emmanuel, thank you very much. Barry's in Ajiba State. Barry, good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, please.
Thank you. I want to talk about the conspiracy theory you are talking about.
Yes, conspiracy theory. Yes.
I must commend Muhammadu Buhari for that aspect. He has demonstrated a leadership on that area because, you see, people are conspiring. He's dead, he's this, he's that, and he did not say anything. It was this guy really that he was able to tell in Nigeria that two people have been saying this and that about him. You know, it's not just some leader that when they say something about them, they think, curse you, tell you how you did not go to school, how you did not do this, how you did not do that, reply you immediately. But this one demonstrated a leadership of silent everyone. He refused to say anything about what people are saying about him. In fact, there's a place I went. He said, now we are arguing that the man said he's dead. I said, he's not dead. And a Muslim man cannot die and live. And when a Muslim man dies, he'll be buried in the next 2 or 3 hours. That this man, I know, is a Muslim. He cannot die, and the whole world will know that this man is dead. So I was arguing this thing with people, and they said, no. Thank God he has able to come up today and say that he's alive. He's 80 years. Which some of us are not.
But he's been, but Barry, he's been alive for all this while. He has attended functions. He was in River State, I think, twice, you know, during the campaign as well. He was also in River State. He was also in parts of the East. So they could see him. But it's not just, like I said, it's not just the Muhammadu Buhari conspiracy. There have been several others. Let me take your mind not too far away to the COVID-19 conspiracy theories. There were so many, and I mean so many of them. In fact, that particular event, talking about the outbreak of the COVID-19, had led to, or has led to, you know, a serious, you know, a look at laws regarding, you know, restrictions, information dissemination, research transparency globally. Now, a lot of people at one point in time did not believe that COVID-19 was real. In this state, in this Port Harcourt, I remember, because we were locked down before the rest of the state was, talking about this building, we were shut off before Wike said, look, we have to enforce a lockdown. You know, going out, I remember the first time I wore my face mask out, you know, in a day, nothing, then when reports came through and people were falling ill and they were testing positive for the COVID-19 virus, you know, people kept saying, it not be like how they talk and before, no, you know, they worry us like that. Our son,
90.3,
good morning.
Good morning to you once again.
Good morning.
Yes, I am okay.
Go on, Obed.
Well, you know, when we talk about conspiracy theories, they can be factual, but not the truth. You understand? Because there is difference between fact and
fiction.
Truth.
Yeah.
That's it. So, this time we talk about this conspiracy theory, we understand that is born out of speculation and sometimes imagination. Just as you said, with regards to President Muhammadu Buhari, he was being represented by Jibril. I'm seriously among those that said these ones that are coming up with these theories and don't have any proof at all. I know the challenges that I passed through. And if you look at it, we've had President Buhari coming up on several occasions to debunk this is the way Buhari, even members of his cabinet. And people think it's political. It's political and tribal because they've gone ahead in deceiving us. But today, even some of my friends have come up with that theory. Today, are confused among themselves.
We'll go for a break. We'll come back. We hear from you.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So 0700-923-0923, that's where you find us on the smart number. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. By 2.3, hello Port Harcourt, good morning please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
This is Joy.
Welcome, Joy.
Interesting.
Welcome.
Yes, based on this topic, conspiracy theory. Well, it's, I think it's out of enmity. People can say a man that is alive, that is dead. And, you know, I don't know how our people reason. Because in Igbo land, you make use of their culture. I can look at Atiku. Atiku wanted to be president for 2015. He spent billions of money. Only to a man called from Sudan, Jubril is there. Then another man from Cuba, another man from the Niger Republic. Somebody is Aisha Buhari's boyfriend. Are we intelligent at all?
Wow.
Is our brain like ordinary hen or cocoa? Who is telling you this? Are you getting it? So, Buhari was sick, and somebody who is sick can be okay. Because God says, I will show mercy to whom I want to show mercy. You are not going to kill him. It's only God that can take away his life. So, when people are talking like that, they say, it's of the life, a life from the pit of hell. Why must somebody who is intelligent believe such a thing?
But hold on. Right? You asked a very important question. Why would somebody who might be intelligent or who is seen as intelligent believe such a thing? The same thing was said about COVID-19. The same thing was said about monkeypox. The same things were said about HIV. There were conspiracy theories. Did you know that some people believe that HIV doesn't affect children, only adults? That's why they would go and sleep with young girls so that the young girls can remove the HIV. Have you heard of those things before?
Judy, you are correct. All this is depends on the capacity of your brain.
Really?
Because if your brain is maltreated, it's not working well. You will not, like if you're a wise man, somebody tells you something. Like I myself, I don't disbelieve anybody. If you tell me something which is strange, I will try to prove. I've asked you some questions. I've made my research over it.
Okay.
Are you getting me? That's what makes you a human being.
Okay, let me ask you, Joy, have you taken any of the COVID-19 vaccines?
You mean me?
Yes, you.
Jude, I don't know how to say it on air. My own church is different. I am divinely connected. Are you getting me? So but I don't tell people to believe what I believe. I am okay. On the topmost of divinity. So I'm not taking and... it cannot affect me anywhere. Oh. So, but I don't want people to believe what I believe. That's why I don't want to say it on air. Maybe not.
Okay. So you haven't taken the COVID-19 vaccine because you are divinely protected. You don't feel it can come near you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I told you before that it is up to 29 years now. I've not taken paracetamol. I'm taking antibiotics.
Interesting.
So, based on my own, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Joannick. See how we learn every day. Moving on. More messages. Okay. All right. So Love Bakare has just left our studios. Okay. And I've just presented her with the voucher. Thank you very much, Love Bakare, for coming through as promised. Okay. Vincent, all right, says, from Obigbo, says, such theories is highly destructive, defamatory, chaotic, and brings confusion with several mixed reactions about the person in disclosure. Unfortunately, Nigerians are good with rumor mongering and dissemination of false information. That is why I don't react to any issues I hear unless the information is given by a credible source. Okay. 923.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
In every nation, there tend to be hoaxes, conspiracy theories, rumors, and these mentioning. That is why the state authority, through the arm of the legislative, gave a body they call the NOA, National Orientation Agency. They have the power to debunk certain, if not even all, information that are not from the government source or authorized source. They work in tandem with all media, all platforms, to secure the integrity of that nation when it comes to information dissemination. But here in Nigeria, the people that have been projected to handle this office, I think they are not doing their job, or the government is not seeing that organization or that agency so important. And I stand to challenge anybody. For the past 20 years, the government of Nigeria have not equipped that agency with funds.
I think I'd like to correct you there, because I do know that in the studio, the National Orientation Agency have made a few visits. I think one this year, about two or three last year, and the year before. So there is some funding. But
okay,
I understand.
From January to today, how many times have they visited your
teachers? Now that's where you talk about, you know, the frequency. But to say they haven't been funded, that's not exactly true. But let me ask you.
Will be in your studio virtually every week or every month or quarterly, because even every day, conspiracy theories have been emanated in this country.
Is it not every day you go on social media, one story or the other? Is it not every quarter? These are their work to stand to make.
Okay, so but let me ask you. You made a comment that, you know, such an agency, you know, it should work well with the government so that information that comes through for the general public consumption is genuine and factual. But there have been governments across this world who have made sure that they intentionally control what comes out. Not for verification purposes. So there are governments, you know, right now that are existent that would tell people like me, don't tell them there's 10 people that got killed. Tell them only one. Or don't tell them that we have HIV here. Tell them it's mosquito bite, right? And then those informations, you know, will come through and the people will take it. Meanwhile, there is a falsehood. There are people who say, government is lying to us. Even here in Nigeria, there are certain things that happen.
Yeah, when the issue happened.
They'll tell you that the government is not being honest. So how then do we find the balance to help fight conspiracy theories?
The Ministry of Information, in the state we have it, the Commissioner for Information.
Yes.
In the national level, we have it for Information and Culture. Now, what NOA stands for, yes, there is death. Why you see the today Nigerian government through most of these information agencies try to pet the stories is because of the NOA is not being proactive.
But
the NOA is not what, if I may ask, how much was budgeted for NOA?
Wait, I don't think you get my point. Now, see, you may have a point here that maybe the NOA is not properly funded, right? I would not argue or dispute that. But the question really is, what happens in a scenario where the government is actively stifling the freedom of expression?
It's not stifling.
No. Hold on. I didn't say this government. I'm saying what happens when a government, because there are governments all across this world that people have said, this government doesn't let freedom of information come through. They don't let you see the truth. And so they're in direct control. Look at North Korea, for example. There is a total blackout. The only thing you hear about North Korea is what North Korea wants you to hear. So how then can you say that a conspiracy theory is true or false when the government is the one actively making sure that you hear only one side?
See, I'll try to tell you something. The government does not want you to see just one side. The government is only trying to manage the information because of the level of the reasoning of the people, or because it's inactive of agencies that ought to carry the news for the people. If those agencies are standing strong, most information, the government not able to speak. It is those agencies that will speak. For instance, when I mention of the issue of in North Korea, we already know what is happening in that country.
Do we?
A lot of things goes on. Is it not so? And if the government of Korea want to tell you, they'll tell you their own version. Do you know why? So that they don't face sanctions, or they don't face uproar, or if they don't come in contact of what may cause to a national security threat. That is what the nation or the government will want to protect, because those are bodies that have been given the strength of the certified information, they are not active. If today you hear information, Mr. Zion has been involved in a car accident. Now, let's just be honest. It's an information you got. But we have the road safety, right? We have the police, and we have other agencies who know about road accident or road issue between Bayelsa and Port Harcourt. At least the sheriff, there was one accident, but it was not Mr. Zion. Because the information was given by the authorized people on ground. Okay. And not who have cameras that want to snap and carry gossips. What we see today is gossip and rumor.
This is not people who can. Thank you very much, Zion. Not people who carry cameras. That's not. Well, these days we call them mobile journalists. Mojos for short. All right. Let's read some comments. All right, Jay, good morning. Okay, Sam Oracle is probably at home with his family, right? He works at night, by the way. I'm grateful that the president has taken out his time to rubbish these unfortunate rumors. The conspiracies were perpetrated by separatists, 2019 election losers, ex-convicts. I want to totally condemn any attempt to destabilize the government, which is being perpetrated, you know, by these 2019 election losers. Joe, with that comment. Interesting. All right. Yeah, okay. Now, it says that I heard the president said it's an attempt to distract his administration by mischief makers. My question is, what exactly is the president distracted from? Is it from massive looting in this administration? From billions accountant general looted recently? If anything, the president should stop distracting the attention of Nigerians and start packing his bag to leave as quickly as possible. Interesting. Do we get that?
9.3. Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yes. My name is Pambon.
Welcome.
I'm in Port Harcourt.
It's a pleasure to have you join us. Compliments of the season to you.
No, my profession. I have been opportune to see COVID-19 patients in their hundreds. I have been opportune to see HIV patients in their hundreds. And other infectious disease patients. I can tell you that the problem, one of the problems we are having with this conspiracy for theory is religion. So during COVID-19, I was opportune to work in the isolation center. And you know, we have a lot of pastors infected with COVID-19. A lot of them, popular ones. I remember telling one, please, as you're being disturbed, yeah, you're very fortunate to have survived this. Can you go back to your congregation and let people know that this one is free? Somebody called you and said, he's divinely protected. Dude, I don't think there's anything like that.
Oh, well.
The only protection you have is doing the right thing. That is according to the guidelines of infection prevention and control. I don't think if you expose yourself to any of the infectious disease, that fortunate divine protection works. I don't think. So our mind has been changed by religious dogmas. And sometimes policies also has some part to play. So and another problem we have is, like somebody rightly mentioned, this National Infection Agency are not actually doing what they also have done. Enough information is not being circulated by them. They're not giving the people the information they need to know that this test exists. So I think this is my position. Nothing like divine protection. This test exists and they affect everybody, including the popular religious leaders.
Okay, all right.
That's my position.
Thank you very much. Talking about how information dissemination should be better worked on, you know? So people who have had experience should also tell people the truth. Okay. All right. So we have just about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I think I'll probably take one more call and maybe read one more message on the subject matter, talking about conspiracy theory. How dangerous can they be? All right. This one here says, over history, there have been so many rumors and some of these things turned out to be false. But this is why rumors are very dangerous. We've had people who have lost their lives because they heard something that they could not verify. We've also had people lose money because they heard something that they could not verify. That is the danger of things like this. Conspiracy theories are usually born either out of misconception or maybe, in all honesty, due truth, because sometimes the truth is hidden so from the greater masses. Remember I asked that question, or I think it was Zion, that look, what if the government is the one actively involved in disseminating falsehood? What if? Because like I said, history has shown, if once again, before I forget, please go get this book. It's called Animal Farm. If your sons and your daughters haven't read that book, please let them read it. Animal Farm by George Orwell. Animal Farm. It's a very clear, it's a very brilliant book. It's a satire that very succinctly describes what we're talking about this morning. Because if a government is actively spreading falsehood, the conspiracy theory may just hold water, or theorists will just hold water when they say, hey, see, Mr. Government of Jude is not telling you the truth, though. They don't want you guys, you know, to go and buy bola and fish, because they know if you eat bola and fish two times a day, you will become a healthy human being. They want you to eat only one, and then they'll tell you to, you know, things like that. Once again, go read that book. Go read that book. Okay. Now, Vincent says, the truth is that virtually all of us are victims, except some who are innocent. But let both the government and the citizens be civil in our information dissemination and propaganda, he says. Yeah, information dissemination and propaganda. Well, I'll tell you what's not propaganda. Conversations still continue right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. We have a big one, a final conversation, 11 o'clock this morning. Also very important, winners have been coming to collect their vouchers, their gift cards from Hyper City. Do I have one more to go today? I'm not quite sure, but I'll find out, because I like to give out those things, by the way. My name is Jude. Hello Potaka returns. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. Although conspiracy theories could be fact. Or is it fact and conspiracy theories? Wow. Great radio, huh?